Nolte, far-left Washington Post set to lose $100 million this year. By John Nolte on July 26, 2023. The far-left propaganda outlet called The Washington Post is on pace to lose $100 million this year. If that doesn't make your day, try this on for size. The far-left Washington Post has lost around 500,000 subscribers since 2020. That might sound too good to be true, but the news comes from another far-left propaganda outlet called The New York Times. The Post is on a pace to lose about $100 million in 2023, according to two people with knowledge of the company's finances. Two other people briefed on the situation said the company was expecting to miss its forecasts for ad revenue this year. They spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal financial matters. The Post has struggled to increase the number of its paying customers since the 2020 election, when its digital subscriptions peaked at 3 million. It now has around 2.5 million. Related video, Mar, WaPo reporters blubber tweeting over a joke captures what's wrong with today's journalism. This comes just 10 years after Amazon founder Jeff Bezos purchased the garbage Fire Post for $250 million. To the surprise of no one, the Times cites all kinds of reasons for the Post's demise, but not one of these. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Why would anyone pay for the Washington Post when MSNBC, CNN, Politico, and NPR will mislead and lie to you for free? Why would leftists pay to be told only what they want to hear in their velvet mind, left-wing echo chamber when MSNBC, CNN, Politico, and NPR will do it for free? Related video, Emma Jo Morris, FBI well aware of Hunter Biden laptop before story broke. The Times would have us believe the problem is the business culture at the Post, which has hit employee morale, and blah, blah, blah. That's all internal humana that has nothing to do with losing nearly 20% of your subscriber base and $100 million. The Times also says the Post has lost a lot of its talent. I wonder if those were the few remaining adults who found it chilling to work under the pitiless and intolerant woke Nazi culture that has infested the corporate media? I would love to see the Washington Post go under and its cry-bully personnel forced to learn to code. Unfortunately, it is too valuable of a propaganda arm for the Democrat Party to disappear entirely. Some fascist billionaire like Jeff Bezos will always swoop in and save these leftist media companies that cannot survive on merit. Why not? Think about it. For a mere $250 million, Bezos purchased all the access and leverage over national lawmakers that comes with owning the Post. By the way, the New York Times hid the news of the Post's $100 million loss under 7 paragraphs. Democrats sure got it good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.